Is this a relative of yours whose farm is over here? I think it's the same name as you said your mother's maiden name. Yeah, there's a farm out on 424 on the highway.
Yes, there's a lot of lives in there.
Are they relatives of yours?
Way off. Not close.
Mm-hmm. I see. But that's the same family as.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what your grandmother's last name was?
My grandmother was.
Okay. And let's see if there's anything else. Have you ever done any work with your church? Any kind of clubs or anything?
No.
And do you remember, have you ever heard from your parents about, your ancestors in the Civil War?
No, I don't believe I have.
Well, let's see, the last thing we talked about, rowboats, and I think I asked you about the collar. I talked to you about the coverlet yesterday. I think we talked about quilts and blankets. And swamps and draining. Oh yeah. Now Big Creek was part of what? What was that part of? I mean the creek was. Did that creek, was it just called Big Creek, or was? Did it have another name?
Oh, it just had Big Creek.
Were there what other running water was there around there, things that had names?
Little Creek run into Big Creek.
Mm-hmm.
It came out of the mountain, run into Big Creek.
I see.
And
there's four or five creeks over there around Big Creek.
What were the names of them?
One of them they call Riddles Creek, and
Riddles
one
Creek.
Grub Creek, and another Stuffle Creek.
That's right. It's coming. I can't remember.
They all emptied into one another and come in right there at the Big Creek.
And what was the in relation to Hickory Tree? Where was Big Creek in relation to Hickory Tree? North, south, east, or west?
It was about west, I reckon, right in that direction.
How far west would you say of Hickory Tree?
It's about 4 or 5 miles.
Four or five miles west. Now, place was east of
Big Creek. Yeah,
Big Creek.
Yeah. It's back up the river from there.
Uh-huh. And what river was that?
That's Holston River.
I see. Oh, then the Big Creek ran into the Holston River.
Holston River.
I see. And they how much farther did Big Creek run down until it got to the Holston River from your place?
Oh, this is this little place, about a mile and a half, I guess.
Uh-huh.
There's a place down there they called Emmett's. Used to be a post office there way back yonder when we was kids.
Emmett's.
Yeah.
That was the last place before the river.
Yeah, below the river, but there ain't no dam down there. The dam's still above there.
Uh-huh.
It's between there and Big Creek.
Uh-huh. Would you like him over here? He can talk better.
No. I can't. I just wanted to get that information. No, I've got to interview you now because but now what would you call when it rains hard, you know, and the water runs runs down on the ground and washes the ground away and then forms a kind of thing in the ground that out in the field forms a kind of deep channel.
Well, you'd call it a ditch.
Okay.
Wash the ditch out.
All right. Uh-huh. And anything else that's caused by erosion there? Anything other than a ditch? How would a ditch differ from a gully?
Well,